Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a approach. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What do you say? What do you know? It's the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio is in effect. What's going on, man? Hot day outside in the city, man. Hope everybody's enjoying it and whatnot or whatever. It's a Tuesday night vibe, man. You know the math, 646-200-3838. You got the mayor in the building, man. We about to talk some sports. Shout out to the big homie Rich holding everything down. You know the scenario. And Mr. Levine on the boards. Can I get a crowd of applause or something so I know you're in the building? So when I talk about something, you hear me? All right, that's what it is. That's what it is. We here, man, live and direct, man. No question about it, man. It's the mayor of the building. What are we going to get into tonight, man? Quick note off the top. Brandon Jennings went to the Detroit Pistons. I mean, you know, he, you know, was just twisting in the wind because he's a free agent. Nobody wanted to holler at him. But Detroit stepped to the plate. Joe Dumars and them stepped to the plate. So they might have a little something bubbling down in Detroit as far as basketball season is concerned. The trading deadline is tomorrow, 4 o'clock. As far as baseball is concerned, I don't know. It's a lot of things trying to bubble up, man. Nothing really major, man. Because they want to try to see what's going on with this list that's supposed to be popping off. So with the names of the people that's on that particular list in regards to the PED usage, a lot of those names are on the trading block. So like the GMs don't really know what to do. Do they trade these guys? Are they going to get suspended? Are they going to, you know, the suspensions going to start now? How's that going to affect the pennant race? So I don't think that. I think that's why a lot of, you know, not a movement hasn't really been made, because a lot of those guys are on that list and they don't know what, you know, what baseball is going to do as far as the particular suspensions and whatnot. Yankees playing the Dodgers tonight out in Dodger Stadium out in L.A. Yankees and the Dodgers don't really get it on too much in the regular season. That's the good thing about interleague play, that teams from other leagues get to see each other. Just, you know, having flashbacks when the Yankees used to, you know, always beat up on the Dodgers in the World Series, and, you know, Don Mattingly's managing the Dodgers now, so that would be a good look. Everybody get back together, the Yankees and the Dodgers tonight. My Yankees, man, I don't know. It's we're trying to hang in there and trying to, you know, wait to see what's going to go on with Derek Jeter or whatever. He hit a home run on the first pitch that he saw on Sunday in the game back against Tampa Bay, and that was a good thing. You know, Jeter has always had that flair for the dramatic, man. That's my dude. He's always going to, you know, do something that, you know, you're going to talk about, you know. And, you know, if he's back and he's back to play and he's going to play healthy, you know, let me see if we can help the Yankees, man, and try to get back in this pennant situation right now, because it's not looking too good for us right now. 7.5 games behind Tampa Bay's in first place. We only like 5 games above 500, so we got to get on ball. You know, we lost 4 of our last 10 games, so we got to get things popping. Let's talk about Johnny Manziel a little bit, the kid that won the Heisman Trophy, played for Texas A&M. I think that, you know, they created that monster, okay? So now people are trying to say that, you know, they gave him too much exposure, blah, 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 blah. But I'm from the other side. I just think that, you know, if it wasn't for you guys trying to, you know, kowtow to him and put him on every TV show known to man and give him that exposure and make him feel like, you know, he's, you know, the be-all, the end-all, then, you know, that's when things spiraled out of control. Now it's spiraled out of control. Now you want to try to fix it. But, yeah, man, it's crazy. But he's got another year to go. It's definitely he's not going to stay at Texas A&M. That's definite. He's not going to stay. He's just going to go into his sophomore season there. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. A lot of things, you know, it's a lot of pressure on that kid, man. And I think that a lot of people that are around him, they helped to create that monster. So I just think if they would treat him like any other normal, you know, Heisman winner, you know, give him their props or whatever, give him their shine. But when you know, he's up in the bars drinking and he's not even 20 years old. So they, you know, they created that monster. So they got to do what they got to do to fix that. Again, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. Got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Radio is the spot. Holding it down, my man Rich Money. Miss Lavina on the boards. You know what I'm saying? Talk about a little bit of NCAA football. Again, some more with this going on here with Johnny Manziel and all that. I just think that the season's going to get off to a good note. I think it's going to be exciting, but I don't know what really people are looking for as far as Alabama and them, you know, trying to win three in a row. It's going to be good. But I think that one game on September 14th is going to be Texas A&M against Alabama. I think that's going to have a lot to do with, you know, how the season's going to turn out and who's going to really get into that BCS, which is the final season of the BCS. So, again, man, Alabama's got a good team. You know, Nick Saban's doing his numbers. But Texas A&M beat them last year. Even though they won a national championship, Alabama's won a national championship 2 years in a row. That's fine. Texas A&M beat them in Tuscaloosa. So they beat them in Alabama. So you got to give Texas A&M the props. I'm looking forward to that game on September 14th. It's almost football season. Camps are opened up now. Everything is going a little bit full throttle. Right now, everybody's in the building, you know, at camp. Hearing some good things about the Honey Badger doing his numbers out there at the Arizona Cardinals camp. Got a shout out to homie Donovan McNabb. He retired yesterday from the Philadelphia Eagles, which was a good look for him and for them. And he had a lot of mixed things about the response to Donovan McNabb. Should the Eagles have retired his number? You know, is he worthy of being in their Hall of Fame and all of that? I think all of that is, you know, the questions of people who still have a lot of animosity in their heart from the Eagles selecting Donovan McNabb in the beginning. Because when he got drafted, they booed Donovan McNabb. The Philadelphia Eagles fans booed him. So he was behind the eight ball, so to speak, from day one. Okay? You know, they went to, you know, four straight NFC championship games. That's not easy to do. You know, the only thing worse than that is going to four straight Super Bowls. That's what the Buffalo Bills did. But still, you got to give Donovan McNabb his props. He went to a Super Bowl. You know, he put up with a lot of, you know, nonsense from the fans, from the front office and everything out there in Philly. You know, and I think that he, you know, they owed him that much to retire his number. They owed him that much, you know. And I think that Donovan McNabb is a part of the Eagles and their history and, you know, where they've been and what they're really trying to do now. And as far as, you know, their current quarterback situation, I just think that Michael Vick should have the job until he proves that he can't keep the job. Because I think that, you know, all things considered, Michael Vick is the best option that the Eagles have right now. They have to look at it, you know, that type of way. Even though Nick Foles has some experience from last year, he did some things, and Matt Barkley is the rookie, so you know he's going to sit and watch and learn. I think that Michael Vick is the best option that the Eagles have right now, and he came to camp a little bit bigger, so he's anticipating the, you know, the hits and things of that nature. So it'll be a little bit easier for him. He's more prepared for it than he was last year. And the Eagles, you know, their offensive line, it's up to their offensive line. Their offensive line blocks for them, you know, they're going to be okay. But, everything is popping on. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are practicing. Shout out to the homie Darrell Revis. Got to shut it down out there in Tampa Bay, so we're looking forward to that. RG3 is going to rock the knee brace all season long, which I think is a good look for him. And, you know, as far as the Redskins are concerned, I think that they're going to go as far as RG3 goes. He's not going to have the season that he had last year. You know, that's a no-no. He's not going to have the season that he had last year, but he's going to have to definitely, you know, show and prove that he can take hits and he can, you know, still show that flash and that form that he showed last year and make sure that everything else is going to be in working order and they block for him and the Redskins might do some things. The NFC East is a real tough division. I'm hearing people say that the NFC North is tougher than the NFC East. I won't even subscribe to that conversation. And if you feel like the NFC North is better than the NFC East, you give me a call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 and we'll talk about it. Real talk. The NFC East, the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Giants, and the Eagles. Enough said. Okay? The NFC North, Packers, right? The Vikings, right? The Lions and the Bears. I mean, okay. You know, to me, it's the NFC West is better than the NFC North, if you want to know my opinion about it. But, people are saying that the Vikings are going to do their numbers and the Bears are going to do their numbers. I think if for the NFC North to really be that division and wants to be the hardest division in football, like some people are saying it, the Lions got to step up. If the Lions don't represent, then the NFC, what is the NFC North saying? The same teams win every year. So the strength of a division is like the turnaround in division winners and who takes the cake as far as the division is concerned. The NFC North, the Packers have been housing that division for utter. The Vikings try. The Bears try. The Bears even got a ring out the deal. Okay, that's fine, well, and good. But when you come to that NFC North, it's all about the Packers, and when is that going to change? So how could you really say that the NFC North is the best division in football? Nah, it's a few divisions that's better than the NFC North. But we're going to talk about that and get into it, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. GT Palace Radio is in the building. WNBA All-Star Game was passed this past weekend, and Candace Parker got 23 points. It was a good game. It could have been better if Brittany Griner would have played, you know, if Elena Delladon would have played. Brittany Griner had a problem with her knee, and Elena Delladon, she had a concussion situation, so she had to sit out the All-Star Game. But still, it was a good game. Watched bits and pieces of it. Shout out to the West. Shout out to Ivy Ladder doing her numbers. You know what I mean? But it was a good game. I watched a little boxing too over the weekend. Andre Berto. Andre Berto. If things was going like he wanted it to go, he would have fought Floyd Mayweather already. But that's another story. He's taken some real serious losses, and this past weekend he got really beat by a. I call him a fringe contender. You know, Jesus Soto Carrasco, no disrespect, but he's a fringe contender. But I'm going to say this about Andre Berto. He did hurt his shoulder early in the fight. And he did, you know, he sustained, you know what I mean, to the 12th round. You know, he got caught with a left hook in the 12th round. But in the second and third round, he hurt his shoulder. And he fought essentially with one hand all throughout that fight. So I give Berto a lot of credit. For you know, hanging around and hanging in there like he did, but I just think that he's got to really, really go back to the drawing board and really, really start you know from the beginning and really try to if he wants to get his career up to where it's supposed to be at, man. Because Andre Berto is supposed to be a name, and he's just really an opponent right now. He's on opponent status right now. He's not really a name, you know. And he's got to really, really you know step up in the game. And you're letting cats like. You know, Adrian Broner coming in this, you know, and turn you into a sideshow or a footnote. So you gotta make that happen for yourself, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. The mayor's in the building, man. After further reviews in the building, man. It's a summer night, man. Shout out to everybody at the Rucker Entertainers Basketball Classic and all of that. Shout out to the Rocksteady that was this weekend, man. Central Park, man. Enjoyed it. Everything was everything. Shout out to Crazy Legs, man, and the whole Rocksteady, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homies Do It All and all of them in Jersey. They was doing their thing. Got rained on and all that, but it's still all good, man. After further review, holds you down. What else do we want to talk about, man? I really don't want to get into the Aaron Hernandez situation because that's not really sports. That's some police blotter stuff, so I don't really want to get into that. want to talk about some more football, I guess. I'm going to talk some more football, man. Like I was saying about the NFC North, their division is nice. You know, Green Bay holds it down. It might be a little rivalry in that division this season because Greg Jennings, he left the Packers. He was the old receiver for Green Bay. He left and he went to go play for Minnesota. And he's already popping a little smack at Aaron Rodgers. So they're trying to turn that Minnesota-Green Bay thing into a little rivalry right there. I think that the quarterback in Minnesota, Christian Ponder, he's got to show up. Adrian Peterson talked about he getting 2,500 yards. If Adrian Peterson has to go for anywhere near 2,000 yards, I mean, Christian Ponder's not doing what he's supposed to do. No disrespect to Adrian Peterson and all that, but every year he can't handle the ball 300 times. He can't do that, you know. And Christian Ponder has to be some kind of threat back there, quarterback. And that's why I said the Detroit Lions, in regard to them, they have Reggie Bush now. So Matthew Stafford really doesn't have to rely on, you know, going up top to Calvin Johnson every time they go into a 2nd-and-8. You know what I mean? Or a 3rd-and-6, they got to go up top to Calvin Johnson. He's got, you know, Reggie Bush can, you know, he can get 1,200 yards. If Reggie Bush can get 1,200 yards, then the Detroit Lions have said something. And we're going to have our goals, NFL goals for each team, too, coming up. You know, I think that one of the goals for the Lions is to get Reggie Bush 1,200 yards. You know, he proved that he could play. You know what I mean? He did his numbers in Miami. I respected what he did in Miami. I really didn't respect what he did in New Orleans. He really didn't get too much burn in New Orleans. You know what I mean? He did some things, some nice things out in Miami, and he figured that, you know, he could get some more money. So he did that with Detroit. So now he's back on turf. He's playing with a decent offense. You know what I'm saying? So 1,200 yards is not out the question for Reggie Bush. And if Reggie Bush can get anywhere close to 1,200 yards, then I think Detroit will have a positive season. They'll make some noise this year. NFC West, so we're at the 49ers and the Rams and the Cardinals and the Seahawks. The Seahawks, you know, everybody, they're the sexy pick for the Super Bowl. They lost Percy Harvin. He's getting ready to undergo hip surgery. So he's going to be out, and they just got him from Minnesota. So, the apple don't fall far from the tree. Seattle's the sexy pick. They had Russell Wilson as their quarterback. You know, he was a rookie last year, and, you know, he did some things. And I just like Seattle, but I'm starting to think now Seattle, you know, they might not be. I think they might take a step back. They might take a step backwards this year because, you know, everybody kind of like relaxed on them and they came out of nowhere. You know, they did their thing and they were aided by that game last year against Green Bay with the replacement officials and all that. But we can get into that later on. 646-200-3838 is the number, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation if you want to, you know, speak to the mayor, man, and get your conversation on. I feel you listening and all that. But, you know, if you got an opinion, you know, here's your time to spout it, man. You know what I'm saying? 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the air. We got you covered. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is right now. So, yeah, again, you know, you got a team like the Seattle Seahawks, man. They came on and really did some things last year. Russell Wilson did some special things. But I just think that Arizona Cardinals now, they might make some noise. It's up to them to make some noise because they've been, you know, talking about what they're going to do. The quarterback situation is hopefully kind of settled. They got Carson Palmer. I don't know what they're going to do with Carson Palmer. And they're really, really talking like, you know, they're going to have a great season with Carson Palmer as their quarterback. That has yet to be seen. But the St. Louis Rams, they, you know, looking forward to doing some things. So somebody's, you know, out of that division, somebody's lying. You know what I mean? So everybody's, you know, got a little bit better, but everybody can't win the division. So that NFC West is going to be tight. And I'm going to keep it on my NFC South with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, I'm looking forward to some big things for my Bucs this season. I kind of like keep everything on the lid because it's all about Josh Freeman. If Josh Freeman could have any kind of decent season and take us to where we need to go, we're going to be all right. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be straight. I'm proud of my team, but I just think the question mark is Josh Freeman. You know, Doug Martin is a beast back there. You know, we got Vincent Jackson. We just signed Williams to an extension. Our defense is hard body. You know what I mean? We just got Darrell Revis, so we got Revis Island. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to some big things in Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? I'm going to start the smack talking later on with a couple of people because I know we got Miami on a Monday night. VBS Verbal, I see you. Miami Dolphins fan, I see you. We got you on a Monday night. Yes, sir. So we're going to handle that handle right there. The Jets fans, yo, Chef, I see you. We're going to deal with you. I'm going to be at that game, man, the Jets in Tampa Bay. And I'm looking forward to Revis taking a couple back to the building. You know what I'm saying? So I see you, Jets fans, so I got you. You know, I see you out there, Corey, a.k.a. Casper, Atlanta Falcons fan. You in my division. I see you. We see you twice. So it's going down. I'm not worried about you clowns. All right? So I'm gonna, the smack talking is going to start to bubble up a little bit. I'm confident in my Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season. You're going to hear me really, really talk out the side of my neck about my Buccaneers. Let's go to the AFC, man. I'm going to dive into the AFC for a little bit. I'm going to start with the AFC North. AFC North. There's somebody that's a frequent caller to the After Further Review show on GQ Palace Radio. They're a real big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And I got some bad news for them when the NFL preview comes on. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be that team this year. They're going to take a step up, and the Steelers are going to take a step back. I know some people don't like to hear that, but I think the Steelers are going to take a step back, and I think Cincinnati is going to take a step up. The team that everybody's worrying about is Baltimore, you know, and Joe Flacco, he got his deal, and I think they gave up a lot when they got rid of Antoine Bolden, and that's what they did. They got rid of him. You know, Anquan Boldin was one of their, you know, key guys that, you know, got them into that Super Bowl last year. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it was a money deal. It was a money situation. But you hate to see that happen, you know? So I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to, you know, the homie Ray Rice, shout out to the homie Ray Rice. He plays for that's the Ravens. And I think that they're going to have a good season. But I just think that Cincinnati is going to be a thorn in some people's sides. I think that, you know, it's going to be about them doing what they got to do, even though they're going to be on Hard Knocks. They got the Cincinnati Bengals on Hard Knocks this year on HBO. So, you know, you get to see their training camp and see what they do, see what Andy Dalton's going to do with A.J. Green. I hope he can come back from this injury. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to do some things this year. Not the big things. I'm not looking for no big things. I'm just looking for some things from Cincinnati this season in the AFC in the AFC North. In AFC South, Houston Texans are not going to walk away with that division. Indianapolis, you know, wasn't playing around last year. I think Andrew Luck, he was another one of those rookies that came into the league and did his numbers, and I don't think that he got the shine that not to say that he deserved, he didn't get the shine that they thought he was going to get because the excellent season that Russell Wilson and RG3 had. You know, even though, you know, Indy won some few games, you know what I mean, did the division thing, you know, they had the emotional thing going on with them with their coach that was, you know, dealing with his situation. And I just think that they're going to build off of that. They got Armand Bradshaw from the Giants. And I just think that they could be better than they were last year, actually. You know, with Andrew Luck having a year of experience under his belt, that division, you know, it can be had. You know, I think Houston has the most to prove because they're that regular season team that really, you know, all they can do is beat Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's all Houston Texans can do. That's all they're known for is beating Cincinnati in the first round in the playoffs. They got to, you know, if they want respect from this corner, they're going to have to do more than that with the team that they got. You know, they have a top quarterback, Matt Schaub, you know what I mean? And Arian Foster is the truth. They got one of the best receivers in the league. Their defense is right there. So what's the problem with the Houston Texans? You know what I mean? And Indianapolis is not waiting for them. Tennessee and Jacksonville, you know, they're gonna fight for, you know, number three and number four spot. You know, but I think it's gonna be all about, you know, Indianapolis and Houston this year. And that division is kind of tough. You know what I mean? You know, for all those, you know, heads that was talking about the NFC North, the AFC South is kind of tough. Getting to the AFC East. Wow, the Jets. That's the first team that my Tampa Bay Buccaneers see. We go to MetLife Stadium, get to see it before. You know, we play the first game of the season. Hopefully, we'll play the last game of the season in MetLife. You know how that go, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I think, you know, if anybody wants to, you know, snatch the division from New England, now is the time to do it. You know, Tom Brady, you know, he's going to be throwing to a whole new crew of receivers. A whole new crew. You know, even though they're saying that Danny Amendola is doing some special things in camp, camp just got in the way. Got to work on a term. I think they're going to miss Wes Welker. They're going to definitely miss, you know, Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. They're definitely going to miss those guys. So I think that 11-5 season, you know, they were looking at probably 11-5 or maybe a 12-4. I think it might have got down to maybe a 10-6, strong 10-6 season from New England. So what that means to me is the other teams in that division, Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets, might want to step their game up. I'm not really too concerned about the Jets right now. The Jets have no situation at quarterback. They don't know what they want to do. And they're saying that Geno Smith came to, you know, is in camp. He's overweight. You know, he is supposed to be the next best thing. You know what I mean? So it's going to be all on Mark Sanchez once again, and I love it. I love it. Let Mark Sanchez keep the job. And let him be there on September 8th for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the building. But as far as the division, it's up to whoever wants it. You know, Buffalo, you know, they got E.J. Manuel at quarterback and people waiting for them to do some things. And I kind of, you know, kind of jumped on their bandwagon a little bit last year. And they let me down. They let Mark Sanchez make them look stupid on the first game of the season last year. So I just kind of like not really feeling Buffalo. Oh, we got the first bell of the evening at 8:26. It's a world record. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Yes, I made it home just in time.
It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for reaching out, yo.
I don't agree with you with Buffalo.
I'm glad you wasn't on about 3 minutes ago when I was giving it to your Steelers. I'm glad.
I'm glad you missed
that part of the show. But listen, go ahead. Yeah, about Buffalo.
I think they're going to do different things with and I don't think EJ Manuel is going to be the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to start with Cobb out the box.
Right.
And I think Phil is going to be the guy that's going to be, I'm telling you, they're even saying, because he's having a great pre-camp, they even saying that he may be behind, he may be getting 2,000 yards this year.
Who?
Phil.
Everybody can't get 2,000 yards.
No, I'm just saying.
But
I hear you.
But C.J. Spiller, he's waiting to bust out, too.
He's going to bust out.
He's waiting to bust out, but 2,009, I don't know.
He had almost 1,300 yards last year.
Right.
Huh. 600 yards shy of 2,000.
And look at Buffalo's team. They I forgot they had Brad Smith on the roster. That's another quarterback they got on the roster. I forgot
they
had him. They got Stevie Johnson. I mean, you know, I put all my stock into Buffalo last year. I really, really, because they got Mario Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now I was like, they got
Williams
defense now.
Issues. He was going with.
And Marion Williams played like a bum. I was like, what happened to him?
Yeah, I think he resolved those issue problems now. I think it's a whole big difference now.
I hope
now.
So.
I like Phillip. I think he's going to do good things. I see them coming out the number two out of that East.
Okay, we got the bell. The bell's lighting up now. We got Ziggy on the line. Ziggy, what's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Look, now, I have no running backs since O.J., Barry, Terrell Davis. No running backs since Barry.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. Before you get started, wait a minute.
I know where you're going.
I know you know. Hold on, Kia. Hold the corner. 1 second. Let me ask you a question. You know what I'm getting ready to ask you, don't you?
Yeah.
You already know.
Yeah.
When the hell did Ali fight Jerry Cooney?
I was thinking of a white boy.
Okay, all right. All I needed.
When that conversation went up, I had a flashback of when he fought.
You had a flashback?
When he fought the white boy.
Yeah, I got you. I just wanted to holler at you about that, but it's all good.
Yeah,
we got it on the air.
I think it was going to remind me, too.
We can go back to the archives and listen to it, but it's all good. So, so what you were saying about O.J.?
I said O.J. Berry, Terrell Davis, and
Eric Dickerson?
And Eric Dickerson.
Right.
The next year, they have not gained 1,500 yards the second year after they rest for 2,000.
You see what your man Adrian Peterson is doing? You see what your man Adrian Peterson is doing?
And I'm like, wow.
He said he's gonna break Emmett record by week 16 of next season.
2017.
He said, I heard it was 2016, 2017.
It was
something 20, like that.
I believe
him
too. I believe there's nobody
going to
be able
to. Really? That's bulletin. Hey, but Mayor, that's bulletin board material all day long.
Yeah, that's that, and that's what I'm saying. What is he doing? What's the matter with him?
What are you doing? Why? If you've got it like that, just keep it.
If you play your game, man.
He wants to do because he's AP, and I think that if he says he's going to break Emmitt's record, he's going to break Emmitt's record.
Okay, and
I don't blame him for stepping on that stage. You know why? Whatever, saying what he's going to do. Do what you got to do, AP.
He's the best back right now today. But in my eyes, the reason why, and this one man's opinion, the reason why I do not think he's not going to be able, he runs too physical. He runs too violent.
He looks for contact.
How does he run too violent when you got 8 minutes?
He don't understand what I'm trying to say. That's all she sees.
Hold on. 1 second. We got the bell. That's the bell. You know what that means. We got a call on the line. Slate, what's good, man? Welcome to the biggest show.
What's going on, brother, man?
What's happening, man? We try to get the football talk heated up here. What's happening?
Same old, man. Just good to be listening to the show, seeing y'all getting it in like usual.
Yeah, man. It's this football season starting to percolate and bubble, man. So we just getting it on the line. So we talking right now about we talking about 2,000-yard rushes and things of that nature. We're talking about Adrian Peterson and the bulletin board material that he's giving all these other defenses around the NFL about he's setting dates for where he's going to break records and all that. What's your opinion on that?
I think, kind of playing itself. Do what you do and do it that way. Don't give them more cannon fodder for the cannon. Mm. But, I mean, listen, after what he did, I kind of don't blame him because it ain't like he had no help before. Like, he was the only weapon. They knew when he was getting it, how he was getting it, and how much he was getting it. Nobody
and still couldn't
stop
him
after knee surgery. So why not talk?
Right.
Mm. I get it. But it's the football guys, man. That's what I'm trying to say. He run too violent. When I say that, he's the best back right now, today. Yes, I get it. I understand it. But he run too violent to actually do this. He still got 4 or 5 years. He got 4 years to his date. Oh, my goodness. Do you know the defense this year is actually going to be counting for him? Just for him talking. Running off at the mouth. Do your thing, man.
And look at it like this, though. Look at it like this. 1,800 yards. If he gets 1,900 yards, that's going to be a bad season.
But that's a great season for
anybody else.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't think, you should give the defense is that much more motivation because, I mean, not that they're trying to hurt you or nothing like that, but they're not going to let you just run over them and then a lot of that situation is going to come into that new deal now where you penalize for putting your head down. And I think that's what Ziggy's talking about as far as inviting contact. He doesn't try to juke you or whatever. He invites the contact. He's going to meet you head on. And I think
inviting contact is overrated. They pick and choose one at a time. Nobody invited more contact than Jim Brown,
right?
And he got 100 yards a game every game. And
right.
They said Eric Dickerson ran up high and always invited contact. Look at what he did.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it's already hard enough with grown professional men because football's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport. And he just need to do him and just do it. You don't have to talk and say what you're going to do. Just do it. You don't need to get these guys amper than they are. But with Minnesota being Minnesota and him not having no help, and Ponder's definitely no help, listen here, he did his thing. He's definitely putting all these other guys on Front Street who had knee injuries or anything else. Like, how could you not overachieve after seeing what AD did?
True. And Ziggy, as a Lions fan, you should kind of take that kind of personal because you got to see him twice.
Mm-hmm. First game.
I don't think just because he spoke out is anything wrong with him, what he's saying. He just put everybody on notice. Listen, he just,
I get it.
You all, everybody, even in whole NFL team, whoever he's playing this season, I'm putting y'all on notice. This is what I'm doing.
Is he putting the quarterback on notice saying, give me the ball X amount of times because I got to get this much yards?
Well, he carried the Vikings into the playoffs. So what did he do?
Yeah.
We saw what he did December 30th against Green Bay.
Shout out to Chris Ponder.
Look who you're talking about. You had Green Bay. Green Bay rush defense last year was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They got manhandled by everybody. So that wasn't no big thing.
One at a time. Respect the line. Respect the talker.
Green Bay rush defense was horrible last year. Peterson to get the kind of yards he got on them last game of the season, I could have got that.
So you say he had one of those Matt Quinn games, terrible defense,
no doubt. Every running back that played Green Bay didn't do what AD did. Now don't sell him short. He was busting everybody in the Bahamas. Pick a team.
Green Bay defense was in the teens. You might look at Detroit was probably in the 20s. That's not no defense. But he's just gonna beat you at he's gonna do AP.
Because I never see it. I never see never.
Not way back there.
Where'd you get Detroit defense from? We talking about Green Bay defense.
Come on, you saying Green Bay defense was way in the back? No, they wasn't. Go
I said rush defense. This is what I said.
Green Bay. Hold on.
Green Bay rush defense
was 17th.
And that's in the middle of the pack.
Green Bay rushing defense is 17th.
In the middle, 17th
is bottom half. When you want to get technical.
So they're not even definite. When I said the middle,
can we get an applause for that technical right there? Can we get an applause for that?
Okay, look.
We just got technical.
That was like the home run derby with Sosa and all of them. That's what brought all the fans there. Baseball stuff. And they can talk PEDs and all they want. But it was baseball with baseball when they were doing that home run chase. I hope he do get it against everybody but Pittsburgh.
And by the way, Pittsburgh rushing defense was second. I just thought I'd throw that out.
I know they're not.
You know, we represent. We throw this. We throw that.
I got some good news and I got some bad news. The good news is Pittsburgh defense is number two against the rush. The bad news is Tampa Bay's defense was number one against the rush. Can I get a round of applause for Tampa Bay Buccaneers, please? Buccaneers, baby. We just getting started, baby. Number one rushing defense, Tampa Bay.
Well, not that much, neither.
It don't got to be that by that much. It's enough.
Well, not that much, neither.
It's enough. Don't worry about it. It's enough. But yeah, as far as Adrian Peterson, you know, putting that bulletin board stuff on, you know, that kind of like adds fuel to the fire. That kind of like, you know, what do you do?
The only advantage he got is like Herm Edwards says, when you're a defensive back and you run up on Adrian Peterson, damn, I got to make a business decision now. Do I back down and just let him run me over? Or do I make the tackle and just lose all kind of money?
Yeah, but I don't think that when Adrian Peterson is running against, you know, like somebody that's in the secondary that's not scared of him, you know what I mean? And they're going to think about a business decision. They're going to think about stopping this dude. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some of them are like that, like you said. They're going to think it's a business decision. And they're going to play themselves, try to arm tackle like Deion Sanders. You know what I'm saying? But then some of them are going to meet that challenge head on, you would hope. You know, and I'm hoping that my corners and my linebackers don't be worried about no business decisions, because we got some plans for New Jersey Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium in February.
Shots
is fired. I'm starting to fire shots on the low. I'm starting to fire little shots on the low for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So all your Giants and all of that. You know what I mean? Just beware. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. My Buccaneers is in the building. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Slay, you still on the line with me, my brother?
What's that, brother, man?
I want to ask you a question, man. I'm going to get off the beaten path for a second. I want to ask you about P.J. Harrison, man. What's going on with your man, yo?
P.J. Harrison, you said?
P.J. Harrison, P.J. Harrison, North Carolina.
Oh, what about him? I ain't really heard nothing.
You know, he's staying in trouble, man. He had the traffic citation, and he got busted with some other stuff, and then he just got pulled over on Sunday, and they threw him off the team.
Oh, man. Listen, these guys are blessed to have the talent and really to be blessed with that height and everything else. I don't know what they be thinking, man. You know, with all of this money these universities is doing, they need to really get in these counselors behind because let's face it. You have to, I don't know, man. You just have to get in these kids.
Right.
They're kids that's about to come into some big change your life type money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And these kids need to be sat down and somebody needs to talk to them. Like, listen, man, you're about to get financially whatever you want, basically, and you're throwing it all away for what? For what? Like, that's crazy. Like, I didn't even know that. And you know, I'm diehard Carolina.
Yes,
but
sir. Yes,
I didn't
sir.
Really
but
hear anything about it.
Did he get suspended or throw off the thing? Because that's what he just got suspended.
He's suspended. But
right.
they talk about getting rid of him, though. It's
they're
an indefinite suspension.
But
Slate just said though, you got nobody put no gun to his head and told him to do that. You know what I mean? You getting everything put in your hand and your lap, and you not appreciating that. It's one thing to happen for it to happen one time. Everybody makes mistakes or whatever, but to happen twice or three times a week? Come on, yo, what's the matter with you?
Well, somebody will definitely pick up the ring. You don't want it. You know what I'm saying? I always say your floor may be somebody else's ceiling. What you don't want, somebody else will love and take care of and appreciate. Trust.
It is.
Come out here and throw some garbage with me. See how much you appreciate falling back. And it's one thing when you work to survive and to feed your kids however you do your due. And it's another thing when you love what you do. Trust me when I tell you it's a blessing to go to work and love your job. Not everybody can say that.
That's true.
I'll be the first one to say that. $70,000 a year, I make it. Don't you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But throwing garbage does not turn me on. But that's how I eat legally.
I can dig it.
You feel me?
I can dig it.
Listen, you better when you got a diamond, you better save it and cherish it and act like you know. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be on the wall with a 40 talking about what could have been. That's ridiculous to me. And that's what I mean
is.
With all of this money that the universities is making, and they crushing them, man. Just from merchandising and TV, they're crushing them. Each round you advance to, your university gets millions of dollars and so forth, and you mean to tell me you can't use some of that capital and speak to these kids?
And that's not even including the TV money in general.
You
that's
know, it should be a mandatory curriculum. That,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That teaches these kids how to live, how to fit in society, how to blend. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I just hate to see a blown opportunity, man. You know what I'm saying? You 60 years old talking about what you could have done. You know what I mean? Come on.
That's crazy, man. And it seems like it's more than happening, man. It's like you can count on it, you know, at least one a day, man. Somebody got pulled over for something. Somebody, you know, said something to somebody. Somebody's barking at a dog, and they, you know, get arrested. And this is craziness that's going on with these kids, man. And a lot of them, I'm not saying, you know, the majority of them, because I know it's a lot of them. The majority of them are doing good, actually. You know what I mean? So it's just that minority, man, that you know, always got to have their face in the news for the wrong reasons, man. And that, you know, is an indictment on everybody else because, you know, they're going to put everybody under the bubble because, like I said earlier in the show about Johnny Manziel, I think that they created that monster.
Oh,
and
that's
now,
definitely.
You know, and it's blowing up, and it's kind of blowing up in their face. But the only way that they're going to get their payback or get, you know, their just due is he has another good season. Not saying he's going to win the Heisman because he's done. He's been to the mountaintop now.
This season is going to continue to get bigger because Johnny Manziel was already rich before any Heisman, any Texas A&M. his people had dough already. So he's looking at it like, I've been to the mountaintop, and whether y'all keep me here or not, I'm going to only drop butt so far, because if I don't do nothing, my people's got me. So you just talking about the ultimate Jurassic head on top of his shoulder.
Right.
Like, come on.
And I think that they're looking forward to that game on September 14th. I think that's the game of the year so far, Alabama against Texas A&M in College Station on September 14th. That's the night of the Mayweather fight. So, you know, if you got nothing to do before the fight, come on, that's going to be a good football game, Texas A&M and Alabama.
That's definitely going to be
But yeah, so we're going to switch it up a little bit, man. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We know it's a lot of listeners out there. We see you too. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. It's going down. Ziggy, what's up with your Detroit Tigers, man?
1-1. They playing the Washington Nationals 1-1. Bases loaded. They about to run look like they're trying to run Strasburg out the building.
Yeah, Strasburg sucks this year, man. Strasburg sucks. I think they messed with his head last year. They should have let him pitch.
Yes.
You know, they call themselves trying to save him. And if they would have let him pitch, they probably would have went farther. You know, they would have did some things last year, man. But
Go ahead.
I'm just talking about, you know, seeing what your Tigers going to do, man. Didn't y'all just get somebody? Y'all just picked up somebody, right?
Yes.
Who'd you pick
Bear.
Up?
Jose Bear.
Some Astros. Right. So I'm saying, what's your situation beyond Max Scherzer? Because you can't really trust Justin Verlander. So what's your situation beyond that?
We got three of them. Okay. We got three of them pitchers on that. We look, the Tigers, they lead the baseball as far as pitchers going into the seventh inning. So it's not the starting rotation.
Man, who cares about pitchers going into the seventh inning?
Okay.
Who's going to win the game? That's what I'm talking about. Who cares about pitchers going into the seventh inning? The last few starts I've seen, your man Justin Verlander, he was getting cremated, yo. And Max Scherzer, what, 14-1 now?
15-1.
I mean, you know, they should have that division won already, yo.
Hey. Cleveland just won't go away.
And you better hurry up and do what you got to do, because if that list come out and Johnny Peralta's name on it, you're going to be missing the shortstop.
We'll see.
You're going to be missing the shortstop. And they messed me up, because I didn't think they were going to start the suspensions until next year. But they are not playing, yo.
Even if they appeal, it won't carry over to next year?
If you get 100 games, you can't appeal. The only way you can appeal is if you get 50 game suspension. The ones that get 100, like A-Rod's gonna get 100 games. You can't appeal it. And the Yankees, I think the Yankees.
I'm surprised he didn't get lifetime.
I mean, he's 38 years old. After this year's over, and next year when he comes, he'll be 40. So then what?
Why would you push him out the door?
Because they've been playing with him too long.
That's what the Yankees are doing. The Yankees, they don't want to have nothing to do with A-Rod. They trying to get rid of him.
When is he first offense? The first offense is 50 games, right?
Yeah.
So how many offenses A-Rod had, legally?
I don't know. Legally, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
I'm telling you,
as far as the Yankees are concerned, they've been dealing with this situation for too long, right?
They don't want A-Rod back.
They don't want him back. They don't want the headache back.
They don't want him back.
But you know what, though, Kia? Who's going to take him? They're stuck with him.
Like the Knicks
are stuck with Stoudemire. We're stuck with A-Rod. Nobody's going to take the albatross off our neck. They told them from the door that 10-year contract was bananas. What was on your mind?
They said that's the second worst contract.
What was on Artie's mind?
He signed Pujols
and Josh Hamilton.
That was not the second time on A-Rod. But A-Rod didn't get suspended. The second time on A-Rod, first time on A-Rod was 09. They didn't do nothing. That's the point.
They did. That's the point. This is his second time going around.
Right.
This is his second time going around. And you know what? I don't want A-Rod on my team.
I don't want A-Rod on the Yankees.
I didn't want him on the Yankees.
First of all, he's not worth no $250 million, first of all.
$275
million
to be exact.
He ain't worth that either. He got one ring out the deal in 09. He got a ring out the deal off the back of Derek Jeter.
What you can get off the market. Look at Pujols. Pujols ain't worth all that money, but a couple of years of them home runs got him paid. I ain't mad at him.
Look at the St. Louis Cardinals. They ain't worried about Pujols. That's not their problem.
Right. St. Louis is like, okay, thank you.
See you. Thank
you. The Yankees are like the Knicks of baseball.
Send me a postcard from Disneyland.
You know what I mean?
Huh?
They like giving guaranteed money. I don't blame A-Rod. Stephen A. was breaking it down earlier. He's like, yo, he's about to lose like $40 million and even more because if he takes it and, you know, and arbitrates it out or goes against the ruling, then Bud Selig is really going to try to hit him. They're talking about getting him for the rest of this year,
all of next year,
and letting him come back in, you know, 2015.
And do
so
what?
He'll lose
he's
over
$40
million with like $60 million left on his contract. Where Ryan Braun, a straight up bold-faced liar, is only out of $3 million.
Right, and he go and the Brewers owe him $117 million.
This is what I'm saying. He's only going to lose like $3 million, and
he's not worried about
it. The Brewers ain't going nowhere.
You see the Brewers is giving fans back money. They everybody that goes a game in the month of August, they give them $10.
$10.
Yeah, nigga, come to the game. No, I'm going to pay you to come to the game. There you go.
$10. You can $10 seat. That's right there, Sandra. That's, you know, that was PR did his best.
Yeah, I mean, what can they do? And that's Bud Selig's team. That's his team, Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm not giving up $40 million, right, wrong, or indifferent. $40 million is $40 million. Billionaires don't give up $40 million. When they give the charity or whatever, it ain't $40 million. Except maybe when they die, then they want to give half away. But $40 million is $40 million. You have 40 million pennies you paid.
He's not giving up that money. That's exactly why he hired the best legal team.
I hope that legal team does what they do and whatever they do, but I just don't want A-Rod back with the Yankees. I don't want him on the Yankees.
He hired that legal team out of, you know, and then the fact that 09, because 09 is, literally, they didn't say nothing on his, he came forward with the, what he said. And that was it. Baseball didn't do anything because you can't cut 09. It's this year you got to say what his name is on there. Because 09, they didn't do nothing.
But the dude told on him. So with the dude told on him, that's all they going by.
What did Major League Baseball do to him in 09?
Nothing.
Okay, well, then that's what.
So what
is going on? I'm just going A-Rod on my team.
Anything can happen in court. Take it from me.
Yeah,
anything can happen. Who
didn't
get
hold on? I hear you, my dude. I hear you. Anything can happen. That's
right. Punch his chance, baby. Let's go.
Let's get it.
But
he's crazy, son.
The funny thing I'm trying to figure out is why didn't you all do something in 09? What is Major League going to say when they ask them, why do you have to do nothing in 09? They can't add 09.
Didn't you just say that they're not going to talk about 09? So why would you even ask them about 09 if you can't,
well,
if, you,
saying,
if that's
I'm
not going to relate to this year?
So he should be required.
But players
right?
today do not want to sit back and have to hustle for their money, and they clean. Players today is more clean than they was back in the steroids era. Majority of them are. And they never used to say nothing because the people that was hitting home runs was putting seats in them, was putting butts in the seats, and they were superstars. Now you got cats like A-Rod, you got Yankees that sitting on that in that clubhouse, and Tigers are sitting in the clubhouse talking about, nah, he's taking money away from me now, you know. So of course,
he's taking money.
Because when it's time for them to sit at the table. They can't sit. The money ain't gonna be right because somebody cheat.
So I hear what you're saying. So the better if they have a like a season like maybe Chris Davis is having, okay. If you hitting home runs like that, you know what I mean. You're gonna be suspect. So when you go, when it's time to renegotiate your deal, it's like, oh, okay, you got these numbers or whatever, but now we're going to ask you to do maybe some drug testing or whatever, or just to make sure you're clean. It's like a prenup or something. It's like, we trust you, but it's business.
But you think business, so you think
if we're gonna give you this, if we're gonna give you this $200 million, we got to make sure that everything is everything.
Yeah, but then you also got somebody that's sitting there that ain't doing it, that's sitting on the screen. When it's time for them to sit at the table, they like, you ain't got the same numbers as this dude's got, as Davis got, so we can't come close. Then you'd be like, wait a minute. And then as a teammate, you know that they're doing something, that they on the juice to get them numbers.
So you're going to be like Jose Canseco and telling everybody?
I'm lost.
Lost too, but I'm trying to understand. So you're going to be like Jose Canseco and telling everybody?
Talking about clean players. Clean players nowadays is not going for it. Basically,
but clean players don't find out who the dirty players are until after they get exposed.
They don't. Come on, man. You in the clubhouse with them every day. You know who.
So why they not calling on them then? Because they bringing the game down.
That's
what I'm talking about. You in the clubhouse with somebody. You shower.
Right.
You living with somebody. You know who's on the juice or not.
I don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing.
Don't ask me nothing. I ain't seen nothing,
I don't know nothing.
Don't ask me. I come over here. I couldn't do my job. I'm all-star material. I play my game. I'm worthy of my numbers. I'm worthy of my contract. I don't know what that dude over there. We don't hang out.
Give me my money.
After the game, I go home. Okay,
yeah,
I don't know what he's
doing.
So that's
like
that's my point I'm making to you, Rodney.
Everybody
I get
don't
you.
Look at it like that, though.
I got you, but then
everybody don't look at it like if they know that you're doing something, then
why would they allow it to go on?
Players now that they know who on the juice and they don't appreciate it. They take
well,
the stand more now than they want
with
the steroid
era. Why are they talking?
They talking because it's going to affect their numbers when it's time for them to sit down.
Yeah, but Rodney, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, but then it's like a blessing and a curse because it's like if you got somebody that's, for example, Chris Davis. We had this conversation about a month ago, Key. I said if Chris Davis finished with 50 home runs,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a messed up season because he hit
mm-hmm.
37 in the first half. So now what
mm-hmm.
is this? Now all of a sudden the home run derby and all that goes without saying. But I'm not worried about
mm-hmm.
the home run derby. I'm worried about what people are going to say if he would have hit 60, 70 home runs. Now he's going to be suspect. You can't have a good season without being suspect because of all this BS that's going on. And there's no way around it. All
there's
of a sudden,
be,
now you're being suspect.
There's not
going
to be any way around it.
Go ahead,
no
what you say?
Soon. I said there's not going to be any way around it no time soon.
The only way there's going to be a way around it is if, like you said, they're going to have to put it in people's contract where it's mandatory that they're going to have to drug test. They created that. And it's not, I don't know how the baseball union is going to act to that. I don't know how the baseball union is going to take it.
No, ain't nobody going to take that. That's not going to be in nobody's contract. Mm-mm.
I bet you it's in Bartolo Colon contract. I bet you it's in Melky Cabrera's contract. Huh? Okay. I bet you it's in Johnny Peralta's contract. Okay. So the thing about it is they gotta get rid of this. They don't know how to do it because like we were saying earlier, Ziggy, the trading deadline is tomorrow
mm-hmm.
at 4:00. Okay, so what are they going to do? Are they going to get rid of somebody knowing that, you know, baseball got them in limbo? Say, for example, not to pick on you or nothing, say they want to get rid of Peralta. Say the Rangers want to get rid of Nelson Cruz. Okay, somebody picks them up and then they turn around and Bud Selig suspends them. That messes them up for the pennant race or for whatever. So nobody knows everybody's hands are tied. They waiting to see who's going to get what, how many games, whoever's going to get, then they make their moves.
The list's gonna come out the next day.
That's funny. After the deadline.
It's coming out the next day.
So everybody's gonna be stuck with whoever they got.
Because I mean the way they inching about, you know, the banning, because they're not gonna ban A-Rod.
They can't
do that legally. They can't ban him, but they trying to hurt him. And then he got his legal team in.
Age is not on his side in this one. That's why they're throwing him out.
Exactly.
Age is not on his side. That's why they're throwing him out. You know what I'm saying? They're throwing him right out of the
organization because he on the last year's contract anyway.
Yeah, they stalling that out. He's gonna be 40 years old or whatever. You know what I mean? And they don't want him back. But we're gonna switch gears up a little bit now. Get into a little NCAA football. So Kia, you still thinking that your man Jadeveon Clowney is the best defensive player in the nation or what?
I mean, actually, I think he's one of the best. I don't think. I mean, right now, I can't say he's the best. I mean, right now, until we get into August 29th.
Yeah.
If the draft started today, he'll be number one.
If the draft started today, you think he'll be number one?
Jacksonville, you're on the clock.
Jacksonville.
You got Jacksonville
on the clock.
Jacksonville,
you're on the clock.
Number one.
I hope a quarterback go number one.
He said Jacksonville is on the clock. Damn. Woo. Jacksonville. So I was saying earlier about the situation with Jadeveon Clowney. I think that, you know, that one hit, you know, changed the rule in college football. I think it changed it shined a light on him. It shined a light on a lot of things and the things that he said about, you know, quarterbacks being scared of him and things of that nature. A light is going to be shined on him, like Johnny Manziel, just on the defensive side of the ball. And what's your opinion about him trying to really, you know, live up to the play where he could even be in consideration for a Heisman Trophy on the defensive side?
Well, he'd be the they were talking about that the last defensive end that got it, so he'd be the second one to get it. So hopefully, maybe it's a possibility he can get it. If he have a great season, he can get it. But the margin is slim because there's only less than one.
Yeah, I mean,
you got
a couple of people, you know what I mean, as far, but the quarterbacks are stacked, you know what I mean? You got a kid from Ohio State. You got McCarron from Alabama.
Louisville.
You know, Georgia's quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville.
Louisville.
You know what I'm saying? We got another call. That's the infamous bell right there. I mean, we got another call on the line. What's going on? Malcolm, what's going on? Welcome to the Bigger Show. Is that my man, my main man right there on the trigger? Mr. Dallas Cowboy himself. What's going on, my dude?
What's up, man?
What's happening, G?
How's everything? Good to hear from you, man.
Everything's everything. Good to be heard.
A great
We talk a little college football.
Get off the A-Rod thing. I want to get a piece of that, but I understand you on the NCAA thing now.
Yeah, I'll slide you in for a hot minute. We can talk a little, get your opinion on that for a hot second, my dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, but like I said, Major League Baseball then went outside the box on this one. This has nothing to do with the
collective bargaining.
Right. Yeah, collective bargaining. He in trouble, man. He in trouble.
Yeah.
The union can't even save him because they already know he's dirty.
Right. And that's why the Yankees don't want to have nothing to do with him. In regards to the fact that
they're going to save $40 million this year and next year just on him alone, so they can use that money because they're trying to get under 186. You know that?
Yeah. So
they get under 186 and they got to pay Robinson Cano still.
Yep, they got to pay Robinson Cano. They paying old broke up Mark DeShera and they got Granderson. They got to pay CC. It's crazy.
Granderson's not coming back.
You don't think?
Nah, they ain't.
I don't want DeShera to come back.
I want him to come back, but let me tell you, he gonna get his money somewhere. Let him earn his money. He deserves. He only making $5 million. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So let the man get his money. I can't beat him up for that. He was a good Yankee. Man. He's a good Yankee.
I just hate to see my team, man, just, you know, go down the tubes, man, because, you know, this one dude that we, you know, I really didn't want A-Rod, yo.
I don't want A-Rod either, but
I didn't want A-Rod from the door. I didn't want him from the door.
I agree. That's stupid contract.
But you know what? As Yankee fans, I didn't want nobody else to have him.
I didn't care if anybody else got him.
Nah, I didn't want the Red Sox to get A-Rod. You bugging. I don't know. No.
He was just bluffing that. He wasn't going to the Red Sox.
Nah. I understand he was playing them against each other, but I still didn't want I didn't want to see him go to the Red Sox. But,
He didn't have skills, but like I said, had he went to the Red Sox, it would have been a Red Sox problem.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But it's like
They dealing with their own little situation. But, back to what we was talking about, yo. We just want to get talking about a little who we looking at as far as the Heisman contenders are concerned, man. I wanted to get your opinion.
Well, you know Johnny Football probably going to get it again. I can't think of nobody
else.
They gotta beat Alabama.
He gotta beat Alabama on September 14th.
Early.
They're not gonna beat them.
Third game of the season.
They gotta beat Alabama. That's the game of the year. They gotta beat Alabama, man, September 14th. It's in College Station.
That's a good day.
That's the Mayweather fight.
And the day I got married.
Okay. So congratulations, buddy. Happy anniversary and all that. That's what it is. That's what it is. So that's what it is, man. So hopefully you can, you know, night of your anniversary, or whatever, the fight will be going on, and that Texas A&M Alabama game will be popping. But yeah, man. So who are you looking at as far as being considered for Heisman? I was asking about Jadeveon Clowney.
I can't see no big candidate. I gotta see what player comes out of the woodworks. You know what I mean? There's always gonna be a player we don't know about that's gonna come out of the woodworks.
Better keep your eyes on my boy down in Miami, Duke Johnson. The Duke is going to be in the building, baby.
He nasty?
Yes, sir. The Duke is going to be in the building, man. That's been my team for other, man. Miami Hurricanes, baby. We in the building. But, yeah,
Kevin,
man. So
Kevin always like their team, too.
Yeah, that's what
Miami
it is,
kid.
Man. Miami, that's my squad right there, the Hurricanes.
Speaking of them at 30 and 30.
Well, they won't be doing nothing for 2018.
You crazy, man. We could have went to a bowl game last year, but we decided not to. We could have went to a bowl game. We all right.
2018, they'd be able to do something.
We better leave my Hurricanes alone, man. And worry about when was Alabama State?
Alabama State.
Let me ask you a question. Would you have Ricky Williams as coach your son playing football?
You asking me? Who you asking?
I'm asking whoever wants to answer the question.
What was the question again?
Would you have Ricky Williams coaching your son playing football?
Yeah, he's legit, man. He actually got the head for football, you know. But like I said, don't mistake the weed for the man not knowing the game.
Right.
I ain't gonna beat that up. I would have him coaching. If you was coaching my son, I'd send him there.
Right.
You know?
I mean, one thing don't have nothing to do
with
y'all.
You're
going to
be hanging out with him after practice.
Nah, he can't go smoke a big one, nah.
No.
He said, no, man, that's the weed.
Ricky Williams, man, I mean, as far as, you know, all the other outside stuff of him taking a picture of Sports Illustrated with the dress and, you know, all that craziness and going up in the mountains and all that, I've got no problem with that dude.
He had to go find himself.
He found himself. He found something else, too, and I ain't mad at him.
Shout
out to Ricky Williams, man.
He found a whole pound of it. he found a whole field full of it.
He found a whole pound of it. Woo! I ain't got no comment on that. He found a whole pound of it.
It might have been for medicinal purposes.
That's right.
He might have, because he was out there.
But people seem to have a problem with, you know, Ricky Williams, you know, coaching football. But again, outside of the football stuff, man, you know, that really, you know, shouldn't, you know, play into what goes on the field.
Say what you want. All the coaches love that guy, though, man. Mm-hmm. Every coach he ever had, they all loved him.
What do you think about? What's the kid up from Ohio State? Terrell Pryor. He just learned how to throw a football.
He still can't throw a football, man.
He still can't throw a football.
He's third string on the bridge. He's third string, man.
He said he just learned how to throw a football. Was he at Ohio State, man?
Yeah.
And what's teaching T-Ball how to throw a football?
So what's that say? And who was his coach? Trussell, right?
No, his coach was homeboy. Homeboy there with the they got that. He got fired. The coach got
Trussell
fired.
Trussell wasn't the coach when Terrell Pryor was there.
Terrell Pryor was there with Trussell.
Trussell was there.
Because Trussell knew all about the cars and the signings.
Yeah,
because
Trussell and them beat Miami when they had Maurice Claret.
Was that 0-1 or 0-0?
That pass interference in the end zone.
I don't even want to talk about that. That's going to make me mad. They jerked my Hurricanes so bad, yo. They jerked my Hurricanes so bad in that game against Ohio State, man.
They should have never been there. Ohio State put up a fight. And y'all couldn't realize what y'all was into.
And Texas jerked USC that year too.
Huh?
The next year, Texas jerked USC when Vince Young went bananas. Yep.
And the year before that, he went bananas on us in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, in the Rose Bowl.
Another quarterback that came. throat.
I don't know. I mean, Vince Young, man, he's a cautionary tale, if you ask me.
Oh, man, he's done. He's done. He ain't get no
you know
job.
What I mean? Of how not to do it.
Say what you want. You know? I'm glad that. Although I'm a Cowboy fan, it's good to see RG3 doing his thing because the boy is nice. He's
yes,
sure. It up.
What's your opinion on Tony Romo playing on Sunday, man? You got the Hall of Fame game coming up on Sunday.
He's not playing. He don't need to play.
You say he wants to play.
Don't let him play. Save him for the third preseason game. We don't need him right now. Because right now, the offensive line ain't together yet, yo. They got a bunch of young boys on that line. And don't forget, last year, he's been running for his life the past 5 years.
Yeah, he has been running for his life. Yeah, I mean, you know, go in there and play a series. What's going to hurt to go in there? He played a series when they played in the Hall of Fame game against Cincinnati in 2010.
Nah, let it go.
They played Cincinnati in the Hall of Fame game.
I'm excited about a couple of receivers, though, man. I mean, Dez Bryant showed to prove. He proved us wrong, yo, last year. Dez Bryant stepped up big.
Yeah.
He even played with a broken finger. He played with a broken finger and still did work.
Yeah, if his finger wasn't broke, the Cowboys would have won that game against the Giants. It's his outstretched finger. That was the end of the game.
He landed on his hand.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So you confident in the Cowboys this season?
Nah, they 9-7 at best.
8-7?
8-7 at best. Yeah.
Is
that so? Not too good. Nah, man, the defense, what it is, they didn't shoot up that defense. Their defensive line is decimated, man. They got nobody on that line.
But you got Monty Kiffin now, right? Monty Kiffin is their coordinator, right?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, but that Tampa 2 ain't going to work for me, man. If that D-line don't do the job, I don't care who you are. Your D-line got to put the pressure. And Spencer's hurt, and all the defensive linemen hurt right now. I'm like, yo, they didn't draft deep in line. They should have. Don't get me wrong. We need an offense, too. They drafted probably the best center in the game, and they're going to move him to guard. He's so good, they're going to move him to guard.
Right. What's up with Sean Lee?
Charlie's nasty. He can always be nasty.
Is he back? Because he was hurt last year. Wasn't he hurt?
He broke his hand. Don't forget he broke his hand. Remember he had that new helmet broke his hand?
Mm-hmm.
He broke his hand last year. And don't forget Carter. Carter's nasty too. Carter. They got the nasty linebackers. The linebackers are set. DBs are set. It's that defensive line I'm worried about.
So you don't trust DeMarcus Ware?
No, he's the only one.
What about Dizzy Ratliff? You don't trust him?
Ratliff's hurt. Ratliff's going to do nothing. Ratliff stayed hurt all year.
Quaze, the Cowboys' defensive line is only one player to mark his win with his 11 sacks.
That's 11 last year,
when he had 12 the year before, nobody else came. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Ware just stepped down to Cowboys defense.
No, he had 18 the year before.
He had 18
2 years ago.
Wasn't it 2011 he had 18?
He had 19, 18, and 18. I think something like that. Last year was his lowest sack he had. He's overpaid, yo. He don't ever show up and he stay hurt.
You know his team.
That's right. That's my dude right there. You know his team.
He had 2011,
DeMarcus Ware had 19 and a half sacks.
Okay.
2011.
19, 18, and then 18.
Wasn't he tied with Jared Allen? Didn't Jared Allen have about that much? Because I remember they was going back and back. Jared Allen had about that much.
Yeah, Jared Allen's nice, too. I like Jared Allen.
Oh, he's nice. Him and him. It was always him and DeMarcus Ware. Yeah,
you're right. The reason why DeMarcus Ware wasn't in this year because his back was killing him. And he was doing it all by himself. His back was killing him. But like I said, hopefully a better year. And it's 4-3. I don't know how good this 4-3 going to be. They should have taken him to 3-4.
They're not going to play that 4-3, right?
They're switching their whole situation around. I didn't think that Monty Kiffin.
Huh? For the run, because they couldn't stop the run. He ran on them like they were standing still.
Who's the two outside? Because it's two outside linebackers.
Yeah,
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen had 22 sacks in 2011.
They were about neck and neck.
22.
They were neck and neck. Him and Allen.
He said that the record going to come down this year by somebody.
Yeah, I heard somebody say something about 30 sacks, man. Are you wildin'?
They ain't had no 30 sacks. But he almost broke what's name record Allen did that year.
He won 30 sacks, and AP went and run for 29,000 yards in one season.
Everybody run for 10,000 yards. Everybody in the high numbers.
Yeah.
When I was talking about MVP by like the 13th game, I said, yo, AP better be all day he better be the MVP because I said, the boy is doing it by himself. He don't even got a quarterback and he's doing it.
That's what I said. I agree. We were saying that earlier, man.
That says a whole lot, too, man. Wow.
AP did a thing off a busted knee.
He spoke total value. He spoke value last season. Came off that ACL core, and he came back and just ripped the whole league. It was just amazing watching him run. I enjoyed him running.
Yep. Yo, and then you go, Pittsburgh fan. Ain't you a Pittsburgh fan?
I sure am.
Yeah, yo, they're going to do what? Yo, what you think y'all going to do this year? A little old this year.
Remember what happened last year, right?
Yeah, I see what happened. That's all I'm gonna say. But let me say something. My neighbor's a Pittsburgh fan, big time Pittsburgh fan, and he's a realist. He says, Malcolm, I'm looking forward to an 8-8 season. I said, you serious? He says, I'm looking forward to an 8-8 season because one, he said the defense just ain't there no more. He says, I love Polamalu. And he says, the safety's been getting burnt all day.
Yeah.
He says, and the quarterback's been getting burnt. He says, but my point is, I want to see the linebackers. Y'all linebackers scoring. They need new linebackers, new excuse and linebackers. So for about 8 years straight, the Steelers had the best linebackers in the league.
They had the best linebackers in the league last year.
And
they had the best linebackers in the league.
Eight and eight. Wow. So he must be saying Cincinnati's gonna be on the come up because that's what I'm thinking. Cincinnati's gonna be on the come up.
I'm not worried about our corners and our safety.
You say you worried about the corners?
Yeah, the corners.
I'm worried about the corners. You worried about
our safeties always represent.
One at a time. What was you saying, Chris? Our corners improved last year.
Did you see the ranking of our corners last year?
As long as you got Ike Taylor on your team, I don't know.
Hey, it is what it is.
My secondary improved. You know what I'm saying? But you got Mr. Tackle himself. Mr. Toasty Bread, Mr. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mr. Taylor, come on, son. James Harrison.
No, Wallace is a bum.
Kia, can you tell him about Mike Wallace? Football season just getting underway. I got my man. Ziggy live and direct from Michigan and all that. So 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We go hard. Rep your team. You know what I mean? If you don't know how to rep your team, just listen. Just listen. That's all we're going to say. But, yeah, the Steelers, I mean, yo, it is what it is with your Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm looking forward to what Jones is going to do, that your draft choice or whatever. But, again, like I said, I think the Bengals might make some noise this season. That's all I'm saying.
They got
him number one on the depth chart at right outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Also, the offensive line is a little suspect, too. Pittsburgh offensive line.
Steelers?
The offensive line is a little suspect.
The
offensive line is suspect. The offensive line is not dead no more. Cologne is gone. Fox is gone. So the offensive line is suspect.
Because
every place is suspect.
Big Ben did a Pro Bowl last year. Big Ben was running for his life like Romo last year.
Yeah, you got Willie Colon. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but his line was decimated.
Don't ever compare Ben and Romo. No, Ben is not like Romo. Ben don't always run for his life. But
yeah,
like I was saying,
right.
they got Colon. They got rid of Willie Colon, who scores for penalties on the Steelers, and they got rid of Max Fox. So,
now you want to talk about him. Ain't I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Keith slid that in there. Yeah, Mr. False Start. You know, we got rid of him.
Now
you want to talk about him. He helped you get the rings, didn't he?
Huh?
Didn't he help you get the rings?
Oh, Willie Colon?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, you're right though. You're right.
Come on. Willie, every time you turn around, it's a fault. Willie,
we got Kia in the building. We got Slate in the building. Two diehard, hard-body Steeler fans. Slate, right now, what do you see? How many games do you see the Steelers winning?
I see us winning 10 games. Sky's the limit. We got
10 games, 10 and 6.
Remember, the Super Bowl champs. We whipped on without Ben and a bunch of our starters not playing. If our offensive line can stay healthy, we'll be good. We only had 15 different changes all year. We didn't have the same offensive line for 3 games straight.
Let me say this, my dude. Y'all first 4 games is Tennessee, Cincinnati, Chicago, and the Vikings. Y'all might could be 4-0. Well, your bye week is week 5. You might be 4-0.
They got probably the 5th or 4th easiest schedule out of the NFL teams. I can't wait till they see their schedule, how they're going to play. Cowboys got one of the easiest schedules this year.
Who?
All right, call it off. Call the whole schedule off.
Whose schedule?
Cowboys schedule off. That's not the division.
The Cowboys?
Yeah, call their schedule off.
You said their schedule was hard?
No, I didn't say it was hard. I said call their schedule off. Their schedule is not hard.
Their schedule. Oh, okay. They play the Giants at Kansas City,
right.
St. Louis,
yeah, right,
at San Diego, Denver, Washington, at Philly, at Detroit, Minnesota, at New Orleans, and then their bye week is week 11. Then after the bye is at the Giants, Oakland Raiders, at Chicago, Green Bay, at Washington, and home against Philly on December 29th. I can see 11 wins. I can see 11 wins out of this schedule. I don't want to give my football stuff away. I think the Cowboys are gonna have a pretty good season. I think the Cowboys are gonna have a good season.
Until you leave it up to Romo.
Yeah, that's the thing. But you know what? I mean,
he's a fantasy league killer. If you play fantasy league, Romo's the guy to have because you're off the hook. But when it comes to winning that playoff game, when it comes to tied at the end of the game and that playoff game, that's the reason he's going to turn the ball over. It's a given. And that's his problem. He turns the ball over. Can't help him. It's in the contract.
No doubt. Hey, Ziggy.
What's up?
We gonna give you a Lions some shine, my dude.
He's not even a Lions fan.
He's not a Lions fan. Think he's a Lions fan.
She calls me not a Lions fan because I'm realistic.
He's not a Lions fan.
I don't drink the Kool-Aid.
How many games you see the Lions winning this year?
8-8.
I agree.
One of those 8 losses is going to be against Tampa Bay, right?
Hey, whatever you want to put it up, divvy it up.
That's what
eight
I said. Yeah,
your schedule is kind of a beast, man.
I'm glad you said that. What you think Tampa Bay going to do this year?
I was waiting for you. I thought you'd never ask.
Play.
I thought you never asked. All right, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers gonna do some numbers this year, and that's contingent on Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman. If Josh Freeman could put the numbers up that he put up last year, 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns. If he could leave the turnovers alone, we might could be okay.
How many critical turnovers?
Too many. Look at the end of the New Orleans game, at the end of the Atlanta game. And Kia will tell you, I'm the hardest critic on my own quarterback. I'm the roughest critic on Josh Freeman. That's all. We ain't worried about
Josh
Freeman,
right?
Huh?
Y'all played Dallas last year, right?
Did we play Dallas? We played the Giants. Yeah, we lost to the Giants. The Giants came back on us and beat us.
Y'all should have won that game. I was mad at the hell.
Won that game. We should have won the game against the Eagles. The home game against the Eagles, we should have won. So, I mean, and a lot of that's on Josh. A lot of that.
I'm on the football pick on that week.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for mentioning that. Thank you very much.
No, we
should have won that game. But I'm saying, look at my team. Josh had 4,000 yards passing last year. Doug Martin, the rookie, had 1,400 yards. Mr. Jackson had 1,300. I mean, my defense is we got Darrell Revis, we got Golston on the other side. I'm looking forward to some big things for my team, man. Look at our schedule. Look at my schedule, Malcolm. Look at my schedule. I got the first game is at the Jets.
Yep, win.
That's a win. Then we got New Orleans at home.
That's tough.
That's gonna be a win. That's a home game. I'm counting on Josh.
Go
to New England. Go to New England week 3.
Drew Brees,
that quarterback. We played New Orleans tough at home all the time. I'm looking for a win on that.
Well, I'm talking. You know what? Last year, even though Brees put up over 5,000 yards, even his interception was off. He had about 20. We had 29 touchdowns. Payton is back, and this is without Payton.
I'm not worried about Sean Payton. Sean Payton ain't out there playing. Sean Payton ain't out there running the ball. Sean Payton out there throwing the ball.
So, like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted
by the black and yellow over there. by the time we get to our bye week, week 5, we should be 3-1.
No, I can't wait to see this.
We got the Jets, we got the Saints, we got the Patriots, and we got Arizona. We should be 3-1.
No slouch this year.
Huh?
Arizona's not gonna be no slouch this year. They didn't have no quarterback.
I'm not worried about Carson. Are you serious? I'm not supposed to be worried about Carson Palmer. Am I supposed to be worried about Carson Palmer, yo?
Hey, Carson Palmer can put up numbers. Carson Palmer can win games.
Did you forget what Tampa Bay got in that secondary? The island is in Tampa Bay. That's all you right here for me this year, baby.
That island is good to go.
Ain't nobody scared of him.
Don't be scared. Just tell your quarterback don't be colorblind. How about that?
Okay. Tell your quarterback don't be colorblind. And when the ball's in the air,
we got Revis Island, baby. Revis Island gonna have
Revis
more smash.
Revis did more on the jersey.
Megatron to come on Revis Island and have a picnic on it.
Huh?
I said Megatron would come on Revis Island and land on it to have a picnic.
We're going to see on November 24th. We're going to see what Megatron going to do against Revis Island. We're going to see, baby. We're going to see.
And it's in Detroit. And watch him go get it.
It's in Detroit.
And watch Golston
put something on him. You better hope Matthew Stafford is around to play that game.
He physically can't do nothing with him. He can outrun him. He can outjump him. He can also
snatch some cookies away from him. Cookies, bang, bang.
He got to come up. He got to climb the ladder to snatch the cookies.
But
Calvin,
yeah, my team, man. We can get 11 wins, man. We can get 11 wins.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be so,
Revis is going to spend more time holding on the fast receiver. He's going to get caught holding on these fast receivers. He's going to
have his hands full, Calvin.
Come on.
He's going to have his hands full.
Revis is going to turn into. We got rid of.
Revis is
going to
have his hands full.
We should have kept Eric Wright, But he did that to himself. That's another situation that he got in trouble or whatever. We had to do what we had to do. But I'm looking forward to my team doing some things, man. I'm looking forward to being in the mix as far as talking junk is concerned.
Hey, don't be surprised if he get three penalties, pass interference.
And I don't be surprised if he get two interceptions on opening day. I'm going to be in the building September 8th.
Hey, Chris.
He gonna
I'm talking about against Cal.
Didn't that trade get nullified? Because Eric Wright was hurt. Eric Wright got traded somewhere.
We don't need him anyway. Maybe the Detroit Lions can pick him up. Maybe the Lions can pick him up, man.
We need him.
Yeah, you need him. You need a lot of stuff, man.
You need a lot of stuff, baby.
You need a lot of stuff because y'all could make some noise in that division. That division's not really hard. And what's up with everybody talking about the NFC North? It's supposed to be a hard division.
I say it's the West. I'm sorry, NFC West.
Who comes up with this stuff, yo?
I don't know.
I mean, that might be where your favorite. That might be where your favorite team is at. But the NFC North division. Oh, come on, yo.
Who's the hardest division?
In my opinion, the hardest division. The NFC
North.
West is hard. The NFC East
NFC
is hard.
West.
The
West.
NFC East is hard.
NFC East is hard and better than the NFC NFL West.
The NFC East is harder than the NFC West.
Yeah, my pick.
Cause you know why I say that. You know why I say that though, Kia. Cause look, the Cowboys, you got Cowboys and Romo, you got Giants with Eli, you got Washington with RG3. Philadelphia's situation is kind of suspect, up in the air, right?
That's yeah, they're Michael Vick right now. That was a huge loss.
Yeah, they love Jeremy Macklin. But look at the West.
You got Colin Kaepernick, you got Russell Wilson, and you got Carson
Palmer.
You got Bradford, and you got
Carson Palmer, which is that's Carson up Palmer. In the air with him. But see, will you let somebody finish their point first before you get off into your sayings and all that? You know what I mean? The NFC West. What division was in the Super Bowl last year? What division was in the Super Bowl last year?
The West.
And who made it to the NFC divisional? Who made it to the NFC divisional? NFC divisional round. Seattle.
Well, good. Everything that make it to that thing, the NFC is the best division. Okay,
I think the NFC West is better than the NFC.
That's your opinion.
I think the NFC West is better. Not by that much, because the NFC South is tough too.
Yes, sir.
The NFC South is tough. Don't see you talks about Sean Payton is back. This and that. I really don't put no faith in Atlanta. I don't trust Matt Ryan as far as I can throw. I think Matt Ryan is a bum. Ryan is a straight bum. They tried to gas him up. They should have been in the championship game 2 years in a row. They lost to the Giants on the road, and they lost last year at home.
He might be a bum, but Atlanta still will give you 10 wins.
Atlanta should give you 13 wins now. They got Steven Jackson.
Yep.
They got a serious rushing attack now. So Atlanta should give you 13. Atlanta should go to the Super Bowl. Let me ask you your opinion about the AFC. What do you think about the AFC South?
Indianapolis
over Houston?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because that division does have, you know, Chris Johnson, Arian Foster, you know what I'm saying, and Bradshaw for the Colts, but he's hurt. Oh, yeah, you did say Jacksonville's on the clock. You said the Jaguars on the clock, so. What about the AFC West?
After Peyton West, that division belongs to the Texans now.
Mm-hmm.
Can they close the door? No, because Houston is the little brother of New England and Baltimore.
Yes, kid. Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They got a complex.
Right.
A lot of growing pains.
You want to know? Hold on, Ziggy, straight. I'm gonna tell Kia why Houston is the little brother, because all Houston is known for, all the Houston Texans are known for, is beating Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's all they do.
That's all the Houston Texans do
is beat Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's it.
They try to shove Matt Schaub down your throat.
Brandon Cushing got hurt, which is cool. But all they known for is beating Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's all they do.
That's it.
So, I mean, you know, until they can step up and make that next step, it's always going to be that New England in the way, even though they ain't won the Super Bowl in 8 years. Denver came out of nowhere. You know, Kansas City's going to be on the come up this year.
Kansas City's going to win the NFC West.
You heard it first from Rodney Z. Kansas City going to win the NFC, AFC West. Excuse me, the AFC West.
Denver got that.
Alex
Smith's going to
have something to say about that. Watch.
Denver blew their wide last year, I think.
Hey, man, smartest quarterback in the game.
I think Denver's going to go down instead of up. Denver blew their wide last year.
It was all set up for them last year until somebody forgot to play some defense.
How many quarterbacks can throw that ball like 60 yards?
You ask me that question every week, and I'm going to give you my quarterback, Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman can make that same pass all day.
Okay, but ain't too many.
The thing of the matter is that it was all set up for Peyton Manning to be in the Super Bowl. Oh, my God, Peyton Manning came back. He's going to the Super Bowl. He's this and that and the third. They had it in their hands. And no disrespect to the homie. That's my man all day. Ray came up with the fumbleitis at the worst time. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, things happen, and they messed around and won the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? But, again, man, you know, this season is a different year. I'm looking for some big things for my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. I'm going to be talking a lot of junk, and I'm going to be able to take it as well as I dish it out. So my team goes down the tubes. I'm going to be right here, Kia.
I was with Ray the other day, and, yo, he's a real humble dude, man. Ray is awesome. Just working out, getting right, and he's mad optimistic. He keeps saying, yo, everybody think my Raven. We ain't going to do it again because we lost a lot of pieces or whatever. But, yo, Ray's talking about they going hard. And you know me. Whatever, man. Clacking
y'all. Yeah, I was wondering what you were. Get the inside scoop, right? So how is he – I don't know if you asked him or whatever. What is he thinking about as far as – I wanted to know his opinion on, you know, them, you know, not having Anquan Boldin.
He's hurt. Like, that was his boy. Like, one thing he was telling me, one thing he always said is, yo, you Pittsburgh dudes, they rough. But he's like, yo, that hurt him, like, because they all boys. They all close. Because, you know, they come to the hood all the time, to Ray Rice Day. They be all out there.
Right.
That's when I found out that receiver they got with the dreads, the one who lost his logo, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Them dudes is real short, man. I'm like 5'10". These dudes is like my height or shorter. Yo, for real, I couldn't believe how tiny they was. My man, Michael Orr, the blindside dude, he's huge, though. Also, real life, he's huge.
Yo, Chris.
All wide, the whole nine. But Ray is optimistic.
Off,
he's like, yo, we gonna do it, man. We ain't just going to roll over like everybody thinks. Right now, Ray's gone. You know, Ray Lewis, that is. It's Flacco's team, and we going to ride out with him. I'm like,
yeah,
well, as long as you don't know you're losing twice to the black and yellow,
stay
with the black.
What's that Super Bowl ring look like, fam?
Oh, cousin, it's crazy. I put it on a couple forums I'm in, you know, the season ticket, the sports room, a bunch of different forums that I'm in on Facebook. It is huge. But what really bugged me out is, you know, in his year of football, they also, New Rochelle, they won the state. And his state high school championship is just as gully as the Super Bowl ring. Both of them huge. Both of them diamond out. I couldn't believe the high school ring is just as hot as the Super Bowl ring.
Word.
Yo, Chris, I got to go, man. It's good to talk to y'all.
Michael, we here, man. Thanks for calling in, my dude. And you know what it is, man. It's going to be football season, so I'm expecting to hear from you. Thanks for calling, my G.
Just real quick, you know, it's been a blessing again. You know what I'm saying? I always try to come out and show love and everything.
Down,
you know how we do, Kia. Hold us down like you always do. but I got to motivate myself.
Yeah.
All
right, Slate, good talking to you, man.
Squat.
Thanks for checking in with you.
I'm
over here, my dude.
And Kia got the fourth, so I'm good.
Yeah,
the
that's
Jesus
what it is.
In a good safe position
right
now.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm going to say peace to everybody. Kia's going to hold the black and yellow down like she always does.
I always do.
That's what it is, Slate, man. Enjoy your evening, fam. Hey, yo, I'm going to holler at you, man. That's what it is. So we here, man. After further review, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. You see how we do it, man. I know you're listening. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. Yeah, so, again, yeah, Key, your Steelers is they're going to do their thing. I just think that it's not going to be, it's not gonna be easy as you think.
No, you know what? I don't even see if everybody can see, because everybody thinks that we lost this, whatever. One thing about the Steelers, we didn't really know somebody. How did how we played last year?
Don't be talking bad about him now. He ain't on your team. Don't be talking
bad about
him.
You know why we're talking bad about him? Because he went to the Bengals. If he went to somebody else outside of the Bengals.
No, I hear you. I hear you. You're right. You're right. I'm messing with you. You're right.
When you play, when you play somebody inside their own division, you don't get no respect for a Steelers fan. I'm sorry. You just don't
well,
get
you
respect.
See, well, you're going to see him on the second Monday night, so.
Well, come on.
All right.
I'm worried about Steelers. Big Ben is hard to bring down. He should have said that.
How many yards you predicted for Big Ben this season?
Well, he had close to
3,200 last year.
Yeah.
He had 3,200 with 26 touchdowns.
And he had, three games?
Yeah.
About three games. I don't know. I wait because I heard he looked good in camp. I can't wait for tomorrow week to go up there. I heard he looks good and looks a lot of weight, too. Palomar lost a lot of weight.
We're going to see what it is. Your schedule is doable. I mean, it's doable. It's definitely doable. But as far as you know, 8-8, I see more than 8-8 on your schedule. I don't see 11-5 or 12-4, but I don't see no 8-8 either. So didn't you get that kid from Michigan State, the running back? How's he looking?
Oh, I heard he's looking good.
Yeah.
I heard you. And they were all talking about some. We should have got Lacey. Everybody's like, did y'all see Lacey and Kim? How big he looks. So, you know, the reason why we didn't get Lacey because of the toe injury.
Lacey's fat, not a shape.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? So when I saw the pictures, I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But we got Bell because everybody thought he was going to get Lacey, but they had a problem with his toe. That's good drafting right there.
It says a lot about your front office, yo.
Yeah, it picked Bell.
You know what I'm saying?
That
could have been y'all.
I heard Bell looks good. I heard Jarvis looks good. They raving about Jarvis. So we're not worried about that. They're raving about Jarvis. They like Jarvis. So they got rid of Cologne. Cologne played with the Jets. And Max Stock is playing with the Dolphins. So him and Ross with the Dolphins. And you speak that little offensive line, so. And the issue came out with Ben. He finally admitted it that he couldn't get along with Haley's offense. He took part of that eight minutes.
You could tell. You could already tell that he was going to be at odds with Ty Haley.
Yeah, so you better take that. He took blame for the 8 losses, and
right.
He did his little press. They said he was talking, and everybody was asking questions. One thing about at pre-camp, you know, they really interact with their fans. Still interact big time with their fans. So he was like, you know, he learned to, like, you know, listen now. Because, you know, Harry could be giving you the right advice and you want to do something totally different.
Right.
So he admitted certain things that he could have did that should have been better. Brown talked about the big drop pass that he had, not paying attention about running before he even got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about that. Sanders was talking about his, you know, he's all right with his hand moves, his hand control, whatever. It was like Wallace and Brown was dropping big time balls last season.
No doubt.
And when you look at our games that we lost the 8 games, we went for 3 points going in like beyond 2 minutes left on the clock and besides the touchdown, the interception to the Cowboys going back, and then the interception with the Brown team.
Mm.
8 losses with 3 and under besides the 2 games. The Cowboys in the Cincy game. I mean,
yeah, y'all shouldn't have lost that Raider game either. I remember that game. Y'all shouldn't have lost that game. Wow. I was like, why would you do that? You lost to the Raiders by three. You lost to Tennessee by three. You lost to Baltimore by three.
Yeah.
You lost to Dallas by three in overtime. And you lost to Cincinnati by three.
Yeah. I'm going to be in love with you. I give everything because that's how pissed I was the whole with the 8-8 season.
We tried to tell you, but you wouldn't listen. But it's okay. I tried to tell you, Kia, and the best way I knew how, but you just wouldn't listen.
There ain't no way you trying to tell me because
I tried to tell you.
It wouldn't have been eight game one.
So sad. But it's all good. It's a new season now. It's a new season. Hey, Ziggy, you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to know your opinion about the Detroit Pistons acquiring Brandon Jennings.
That's what, Dumar's finally making moves. I really still don't understand about the Josh Smith being a small forward. That's going to kind of clog the lane a little bit. But he's doing something different. I can't complain.
So they're moving Chauncey Billups to the two?
No, they probably gonna Chauncey probably gonna end up coming off the bench.
So you got Brandon Jennings, Peyton Siva, who else?
Robbie Stuckey.
Uh huh.
What was that, four?
Siva, Jennings, Stuckey, that's three.
Chauncey Billups and
Chauncey Billups is four, that's right.
Rodney Stuckey.
I still don't see them getting nowhere near.
They gonna make the playoffs, but I don't see them going deep.
Right. Because, I mean, Gray Monroe, Andre Drummond, Josh Smith, you know. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know. So, you know, shout out to the Detroit Pistons, man. You know, Brandon Jennings is a good pickup. And I mean that, you know, but what did it say about him when he was just out there floundering? You know what I mean? Nobody was, you know, trying to holler at him. You know what I mean? So is it something else with Detroit? They swooped in at the last minute and said, we're going to get you out of here. Because he's like trying to get out of Milwaukee. And he was a free agent. Nobody was messing with him.
Look where you at, Milwaukee, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look where you ended up. But it's all good, though. it's all good. Did you happen to watch the fights over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
You see Andre Berto, man. Andre Berto is not the Andre Berto that we used to see him. Mm-mm-mm. Even though he messed up his shoulder in the second round, though, man. But he fought that dude, Karras, Soto Karras, man, with, like, one hand for, like, 10 rounds, yo. He was doing his thing, but he just got caught in the 12th round, and he got dropped, and that was it. But, yeah, all three of those fights were good, man. I think boxing has had a good year, man. Boxing's had a very good year, considering, you know. But heavyweight division's still garbage. But boxing's had a very, very, very good year. Get into a little bit more football, man. We got a few minutes left before we get out of here. We were talking about Buffalo Bills. What do you think about as far as a team that's going to be a surprise team in the AFC? Not the Kansas City Chiefs, because they're not really going to sneak up on nobody, because I think people are expecting good things from them. But who do you think is going to be that team that nobody's really paying attention to right now? That might, you know, make some noise, even might, you know, be a 9-7 or 10-16 in the AFC.
Miami.
You think so?
Yep.
Why?
I'm going with the Bills coming to number two at that seed.
Tannehill kind of growing up.
Patriots going to come out number one, Bills going to come out number two.
But, we talk about a team that, you know, that nobody's got on the map right now.
Buffalo
like somebody that's a surprise, a team that
Buffalo
you would be shocked.
Bills.
Huh?
Buffalo Bills.
Okay, you said Buffalo? Okay. Kia
said
Buffalo.
They're talking about what they're going to do with Stewart and think that they're going to let Stewart do this season. And
mm-hmm.
if they let him do what he did, he's going to get close to 2,000 because he got 13 last season. And I don't know what he's going to do. He's getting those numbers.
You said Buffalo. Ziggy said, who'd you say?
I said Miami.
Miami Dolphins. So Buffalo and Miami. So y'all in the same division. I'm thinking You know, we can't pick Kansas City because we already know about Kansas City, right? So can I say Cincinnati as my team that I think is going to shock everybody?
Yeah, because I got Cincinnati winning the division, so they not gonna sneak up on me.
Okay. So damn, who do I pick now? I pick Cincinnati. I can't pick Indianapolis either, right? Because they won the division last year, right?
No, they didn't.
Okay, well, Houston won the division last year. Okay, well, then I'm going to pick Indianapolis then.
I'm about to say the Colts ain't win no division.
Are they really surprising anybody? They went to the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know, people sleeping on Andrew Luck, though, man. Andrew Luck is really didn't get the props because the other two had great seasons and stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah. Houston did win the division last year. Okay, Indianapolis was 11-5. So and that was a game off. Thank you very much.
Oh, we know about Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck is that dude. Andrew Luck, but he didn't get the props that he should have got because of Russell Wilson in the year that RG3 had.
He came back from down 10 to beat us.
Yeah. That was in the last seconds, wasn't it? I think I was watching that on the red zone.
Yeah,
well, did that game go to overtime?
Matter of fact, the last drive was probably like about 80-some yard drive. They started at the 20.
Oh man! And was that game overtime?
No, that was
regulation.
That was regulation. I think the Houston game was overtime.
Okay.
Didn't he have more yards than all three of those freshmen?
I can't understand what you said. What you say?
I said, didn't he have more yards than the three of those freshmen?
The three of who?
RG3, Wilson, and
Andrew Luck?
Did he have what, more passing yards?
Yeah. I think he did.
Did he have more passing yards out of Andrew Luck had 4,374.
He had more.
RG3 had 3,200.
Yeah, he had more.
And Russell Wilson had 3,118.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrew Luck had. I mean,
yeah.
they're throwing offense. They're gonna throw the ball, but I'm saying that his season was kind of like overshadowed by the season that Russell Wilson and RG3 had. That's all. But I'm looking for Josh Freeman to step up and be in that conversation because he's not in the conversation. He's not in the conversation with the Bradys and the Breezes and the Mannings and the this and that. He's Rodgers. He's not in that conversation. And he needs to be. Don't be laughing. My quarterback, it ain't funny. Don't be laughing. It ain't funny. Huh?
That's asking a lot.
I think Cam Newton kind of took himself out the conversation.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Because his first year he came on like, you know, bong bong. He's gonna be the truth. But
mm-hmm.
he kind of like regressed his sophomore year, even though he still threw for 3,800 yards.
So
you know what I'm saying?
What do you think when he starts his team,
that
need to be on my level?
Huh?
What do you say when he tell his teammates, y'all need to be on my level?
Why to be on his level? I'm not hearing what you're saying.
I said, what do you say when he said to his teammates, y'all need to be on my level?
What level is he talking about?
I don't know. His rookie year level?
Because it's sophomore year level, he was kind of garbage.
Well, Steve Smith agrees with Cam said because we need to start being on his level because Steve Smith quoted about how, you know, he liked his enthusiasm, how he came in here and changed the team, you know, whatever. And I'm listening to Steve Smith talk about this. I'm like, wow, you know.
But Steve Smith he gonna talk him up because he got to get him
yeah.
the ball.
Yeah.
You know, Cam Newton got to get him the ball, yo.
Yeah.
So that's what that's about. But as far as, you know, being a quarterback in the conversation, man, it's a lot of them up there, but it's a lot of them that should be up there that's not. And that's the thing that I'm worried about. My thing is, why isn't Josh Freeman in that conversation? He's just as good as anybody you name.
Vic would be in that conversation.
Huh?
You're saying a lot when you're
Michael
talking
Vick?
About
you
Breeze.
Michael Vick?
Breeze Brady.
Yeah, you got the Breeze,
Brady
Peyton Manning. You know what I mean? Eli Manning, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Nobody talks about
it.
Flacco now just because he signed his deal and he won the Super Bowl. Nobody talks about Andy Dalton.
Yeah,
nobody talks about Philip Rivers no more.
Yeah, I like Rivers. I like Rivers.
Yeah, Philip Rivers.
Rivers don't do nothing
with his
for
retarded,
me.
With his retarded throwing motion.
Rivers does not do anything for me.
Philip Rivers, you don't like Philip Rivers?
I'm talking about as far as his leadership or what he brings to the table.
Right.
He got an arm now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
bro.
Right.
He don't bring that quarterback and intangibility to the table.
Right.
He doesn't do anything for me.
Right. Because, in the conversation, you know, you got Ben Roethlisberger. You got to throw him in there. What about Jay Cutler? You know what I'm saying?
Jay Cutler's next year.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the contract year, so I'm looking for him to do some things.
Yeah, that's
you know, he's in the contract year.
Yeah.
You know, and Alex Smith. You know, I still talk about Alex because I like Alex Smith. I think he's a good quarterback.
He's going to bring Kansas City out. Alex Smith will do some numbers.
Watch.
He gonna put up some.
Man, this is a part of the show, man. We let everybody, you know, speak their mind until we get out of here for another week. Ziggy, I'm going to let you set it off, man. You guys need to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm waiting on football season with the training camp today for the first time because it's open to the public. And Calvin's still doing his thing. He's dogging out defensive backs. Marcus Houston was actually got embarrassed. Now when the ball was in the air and Calvin just took it away from him, dogged him out and took his manhood, but it's all good. He going to do a lot of folks like that, plus Revis. So just waiting on football season.
All right, no doubt. Appreciate you, my dude. Kia, what's good?
Welcome to my Steelers. I'm going to tell you what the football was just Hall of Fame game, even though I don't want to watch the Hall of Fame, but I got to watch my two Steelers get in. I could care less about that Tampa Bay Sky getting in.
I know all about it.
So, yeah, I'm just ready for football. I'm ready for fantasy. Ready, just like I'm anxious, ready for draft. September 1st for some leagues. August 31st for some other leagues. So, I'm ready for college football. I'm just ready for football. I'm curious about basketball now.
That's what it is, right? No doubt. It's football season. Shout out to all the football heads getting ready to get their fantasy thing on and all that. Who else? Ain't got nobody else on the line, right? Just want to make sure. I don't want to leave nobody out. Okay, Slate got off and you got out of here. All right, so we cool. Another week, man. You know what I mean? Again, you know, I'm waiting for football season. Hopefully optimistic about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. I'm looking forward to us doing some things, you know. Again, it's all contingent on what, you know, Josh brings to the table this season. If he can be that force that, you know, he's supposed to be for us because he's a good quarterback, you know. And, again, I'm not scared to say it. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I had Josh Freeman kind of like step above, you know, Mark Sanchez, real talk, as being a fan. I'm not, you know, I don't, you know, put you know, the blinders on. I call it like I see it. But, again, hopefully, you know, our defense is shored up, so we got no excuses this year. It's time for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get into the game. After further review was in the building, man, we did it again, man, another week down. Shout out to the ladies. Tomorrow night they doing their thing. You got the Divas Squad is in the building. All right. Thursday you got the authors. Shout out to the homie, big homie KL Belvin and his wife Tiffany. Congratulations one more time. Thursday they do a relationship thing. You know how it goes down. Friday you got the big homie Rich holding it down on the entertainment tip. GQ Palace Radio is in the building, man. It's the mayor, man. After further review, check me out every day, man. After further review. Little group on Facebook, man. Shout out to all the listeners. We see you too, man. Another week down. Next week we'll talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame game and review that and get into a little bit of football a little bit more. Hopefully, and everybody gets back at us, man. GQ Palace, man. Same time next week. We'll see you. This is the mayor, and I'm out. Peace.
Come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine status. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I plus the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now pure glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes, I'm spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guck on that turnstile, untain it. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Not to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep saying I. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.